101 Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sia. Brucey Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
You look incredible in that. Don't cut away from him. Showing
his, what is that?
What do you mean?
It's fucking sweet Pfizer. It's Pfizer Bruce. Sweet,
yeah, football season. Playing football.
Fucking Pfizer Bruce.
Mark Goldsmith.
On the line, boys.
Pfizer Bruce.
I might go to a high school football game tonight.
You should.
Wear this visor.
You should. I would, but there's a lot of football. There's a lot of football.
Coach the old line.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah, I might.
You're fucking sweet.
Hey, pass, bro. Let's see it, boys.
Mitty Mitt, how are we?
I'm doing great. I wish. I do wish Bruce had his polo on. He was repping a polo yesterday. He looks sweet.
He will. Picks Friday. Super busy day. We've talked about everything all fucking week today. We're just pretty much giving you out the picks that we've liked and we've talked about all week. Talk about the games a little bit. We'll start with last night. Obviously, the backyard brawl. If you were on West Virginia plus 7.5, good for you. If you were on Pitt last week minus 6.5, or you bought a point because you know 7.5 is a bad number and got Pitt at 6.5, good for you there as well. Fucking super exciting game. Little sloppy. There was a lot back and forth. Fucking blocked punts.
The back-to-back fumbles.
The back-to-back fumbles by Pitt and then by West Virginia on the quick screen. The drop pick six. That one was tough. I forgot how irrationally mad I get when I'm betting football. When it was 3rd and 13, 2 minutes left in the first half. Arm gets hit, ball goes straight up in the air, caught for a first down. If that's picked off there, Pitt could go up 17-7. Instead, they go down, get a field goal, 10-10. I was irrationally fucking mad.
I mean, I knew we were in college football season when you sent in the fucking congrats on WVU in the third quarter. I knew. Yeah. I knew we were fucking in it then, Tony.
What are you Verse talking about, dude?
Nah, you know what I'm talking about. Just drop that fucking grip. Oh, well done, boys. Way to
pick.
Go. Fuck off.
Good job, boys. Congrats on that.
Don't worry about the Chippewas. You already got the backyard brawl.
Don't be mad at me. You still fucking won your West Virginia.
Yeah, fucking barely. It was a sweat for no reason.
Yeah, we're
nowhere.
Back. It's sweat season. You had to sweat out Penn State win, too. Fucking shout out fucking Braun for ruining your guys' Purdue bet.
Yeah,
I mean. Fuck, big. Can't give the Big Red Clifford too many chances.
Big Red Clifford did have an impressive last little drive.
That was a great drive. He looked like dog shit before that.
That was a filthy drive. But if Brom just runs the ball.
Just a little bit. The tight end catch. The tight end catch.
They got reversed.
Non-catch. That was a whole. Obviously, at the end of the backyard brawl with that. I forgot how sweaty fucking it can get.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Louisiana Tech was ambitious at best.
That was, talk about fucking the chip.
They were up 3-0 at the end of the first.
You felt pretty good, huh?
I was like, oh, this is sweet.
Central Michigan.
Big six and a touchdown in 30 seconds. Goodbye.
If you had OK State, sorry, RIP. Central Michigan, Chippewas come back in that one. Tennessee, guess what? Tennessee still has a great offense.
Yeah.
And they played well. Good call on that. I talked to Mitt yesterday. He goes, I can't believe I laid 35 points with Tennessee.
Yeah, and that was the only game that wasn't an actual legitimate sweat and really a flip-flop back and forth the whole fucking game last night.
Yeah, it was a good first night of college football.
Shout out to Chippewas. That was
awesome.
What a cover.
How did baseball get? Did we do baseball yesterday?
I think it was like 1-1, everybody.
Okay, cool.
I thought I went 0-2.
Maybe it did. I was 1-1.
Yeah, U.S. Open, too. It was a bloodbath.
What a Picks Friday. Picks Friday. Today, all the picks for college football, all the picks for baseball. I believe Gumpy's got double digits that starts with a 2 worth of picks for footy this
and
weekend.
It's a good slate this weekend. Not too many money lines either, which I love.
Let's start in college football. Just because we've been talking about it all week, we will celebrate that football is back. College football is back. Let's start with tonight. I've got 3 picks for tonight. Starting with Michigan State. We've been talking about it all week. It was at 23.5. It was at 18.5 last week. It's at, was at 20.5 this morning and yesterday. So if you missed out on Michigan State and you're on Michigan State, because now it's sitting at 21.5, that's on you. I'm taking the Spartans tonight. Minus the 20.5 is where I got them. I just think it's a lot of replacements for Western Michigan. Michigan State matches up well against Western Michigan and what they like to do. I'm on Sparty tonight.
All right.
Anyone else joining me on that one?
In a way, sounds I like guess. No. I am joining you on, I got the over up 54.5. So cool. I want Michigan State to score a bunch of points. And I also kind of want Western Michigan to score a bunch of points as well.
Awesome. Yep. Virginia Tech and Old Dominion. Anyone on that?
This one feels...
By the way, it's down to 5.5.
Yeah, so this one...
we've been talking about it at 8.5 for a lot of the week.
Yeah, the line's rolling away. I am almost at the point where I'm going to the favorite here.
Okay.
Because of how obvious
I mean, I could middle it if I really want.
I got I got the money line parlay, Virginia Tech and Duke.
Yeah, okay. Like that I love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about minus 115, my friends.
I've been saying it all week. I am on Old Dominion plus the 8.5 just because Old Dominion, a lot more experienced of a team. And I think they match up decent against Virginia Tech, who brand new coaching staff, worried about the offense. We'll see where that one goes tonight.
Yeah. Duke took the go ahead, plus sorry. 7.5, sorry.
Plus 7.5 with Old Dominion. That's where you got it
yeah,
at.
Yeah, the Fighting Taylor Heinekes.
Okay. Duke and Temple. I flirted with Duke all week. They were at 6.5 when I was flirting with them. They're at 9.5 now. I'm just decided I'm just going to stay away from this one.
Temple.
Okay.
Oh. You're not diving in?
No.
I'm not touching this fucking game. Get out.
No.
I got another game I'm very nervous about tonight.
Yes.
Feels like Louisiana Tech again, but I got to do it.
The Big Ten trap of the year or something else?
Is this the Big 12 Colorado?
The old dogs. Or sorry, Buffaloes. Paxo.
Jesus. Huh?
The Buffaloes.
Oh, come on.
Plus 13.5.
Yeah.
This summer, you could have got TCU at 7.5. Last week, it was at 10 when handicapped it. I liked it at 10. Didn't pull the trigger on it, though. So I'm not pulling the trigger on TCU minus 13.5.
Colorado's a tough barn.
It is a tough barn.
It is a tough barn. People forget that about some of those Pac-12 barns.
Was it? I think A&M last year, week two, went in there.
Yeah.
It was like a 30-point favorite and barely came out of there.
Yeah, they also, I think, were like 5-1 in the COVID year or something like that.
They were very good the COVID year.
Yeah.
I'm staying away from that game. A lot of people are high on TCU and their offense and fucking what's his name comes over from SMU, I believe.
Yeah, it seems like people are giving them the Big 12 a little bit. So Colorado is my favorite play tonight. Woo! It is my only kind of larger position, if you will, tonight. I just don't think that there's reason to believe that these two teams are 14 points apart, especially in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm going
to
want to see it from Buffalo.
Syllabus week in Boulder.
I'm
going
to want to see that TCU can stop someone before I'm going to lay that much this year.
Yep.
They
got
then,
a new D coordinator, too.
TCU?
They're like raving about him. Like,
yeah,
the job's yeah. They're, everything coming. I've been reading, everyone fucking loves TCU. It blew my mind.
Yep, TCU's defensive coordinator came from somewhere that gave.
It was like Troy or
that gave Liberty their head coach problems. So it was like a if you can't beat them, join them type situation. Mm. And then the one that we've been talking about, we've been on for 2 weeks. We've been on Illinois before week one, I think.
Yep.
Or right after week zero. Got him at 4.5 last week. It's down to a pick 'em, correct?
Plus 1.5 is juice to Illinois. Illinois is at
okay,
plus
so it did
100.
Go to 1.5.
Yeah.
Do I feel great about it? To be honest with you, this is one where I don't think it matters to me. And now everyone's on it. So good luck to us if you have fucking Illinois, but I would still take him at 1.5.
Play it at 3 or wait for a live bet, I think.
I said fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, we got him last week, but if you're listening right now and you haven't gotten down on Illinois yet, I still take him here in this spot.
Yeah, I just take him money line, fuck it.
Yeah, I took him money line when we took him.
Bruce is ready to switch to IU, so. I can feel it.
I'm not switching to IU, but I think that it's worth waiting for maybe it's 10-0 and you can get on Illinois.
10-0.
No, I'm talking about live betting.
No, no, I know.
On to Illinois instead of taking the +1.5 when +4.5.
I think IU's firing out of the gate.
I mean, after last night, there is going to be a live bet scenario, it seems like, for most of these college football games.
Do we have an update on the Purdue Snapchat, Smith?
They still went. We're
the only show on only gambling show on earth where guys using fucking Snapchat as a handicapping technique.
I mean, the crowd electric kept him in the fucking football game, Tony. Yeah, should've covered.
Crowd did.
I seen some good Snapchats out of Stillwater last night. Chugging out of a boot.
Okay, I did.
That was impressive. I enjoyed that.
Okay, so for tonight, I'm on Michigan State, Old Dominion, and Illinois.
Tonight we go Virginia Tech Duke moneyline parlay, Illinois moneyline now, and Colorado +13.5.
Tonight I'm just Illinois +3 and then Colorado +14. You can buy the point there, 14.5.
Smart to buy it. Lay a little juice, buy the point.
Hammering that one.
All right, Bruce, I'll join you.
Come on.
All right, we're going to go. I got a lot here, actually.
For tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about this.
How many games are there?
There's not that many. I took a lot of picks, though. I have Old Dominion +7.5, Duke -6.5, Illinois +2.5. That's a parlay. +557. And then I also have the over of Western Michigan, Michigan State, TCU, Colorado, and Illinois' IU.
Okay.
Baby Mitt.
12 o'clock tomorrow. Does anyone have anything in the 12 o'clock slate? I just have one. I'm just taking the Rutgers and BC under 47.5. The offenses were not good last year, so I'm going to need to let's see if they've improved.
The noon
9 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
Rutgers +7.5. Sweat.
Yeah.
Yep, I will see you there. Shiano +7.5. Lock it up and throw away the key. I am
sprinkling money line, but that's absolutely just for myself.
I'm worried about BC's quarterback. He seems like a bit of a ball player.
Oh, no.
I'd like to see Rutgers just stick with one.
Yeah.
Let's ride one, see what we got here.
That's another thing on Colorado tonight. Both teams are rotating quarterbacks.
Yeah,
14.5 points.
TCU,
spread.
What, Max Duggan or whatever? He's been there for a while, but they did bring some guys in to challenge him. Yeah,
yeah.
Anything in 12 o'clock?
Yeah, I have NC State -11.5, Appalachian State money line. Okay. Also,
okay, that App State line has moved.
Yeah. What's minus, that at 2.5?
They're -2.5 now.
If that gets over 3, I will jump on the Tar Heels.
The juice is the other way, so I'd be shocked if it goes to 3. It might, though.
I don't love the pick, honestly, but I mean, I think the Tar Heels burnt me a couple times last year, and it's just think? Mad.
Yeah. I do like the over.
I know. Yeah. I know they did.
Like the over. No, they did. They burnt us at the end of the year.
Rich, you're taking the over in an app in North Carolina?
I don't know if I'm going to take it, but I do like it, and I like overtime there. I think that's probably the banger of the noon.
Okay. Let's go.
So for noon, I'm on the under 47.5. Pal, you are on?
Rutgers, loud and proud, my friend.
Rutgers +7.5.
Mitt, you are on App State and NC State?
NC State -11.5, Appalachian State money line.
Okay. Let's go to anything from 1 p.m. till the 7 o'clock starts. If you guys have anything in there, I've got quite a few here. I know that other people were on this game, starting with Arkansas. -6.5. I believe you boys are on Cincy.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Mitt, anything on that one?
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and fight with Cincy here.
Okay.
All right. Fickle. Let's
go. Anyone else on any 3:30 games?
3:30.
No, I have a game at 2:30 though, actually.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
I liked UCLA -23.5, Bowling Green's going to the UCLA. Bruins.
Yeah, I like that one.
Bowling Green is going into UCLA. Bowling Green's pretty bad. Their defense last year was horrible. UCLA, they have a good quarterback. They have some new weapons. Yeah. I kind of think that they'll come out and they'll play.
And I heard some things about, USC getting all this fucking pub, and Chip's gonna want to fucking put a number up.
Chip's got those boys fucking protein shakes.
Chip's gonna want to put a number up.
When we see the visor, If it's Vise or Chip Kelly, then maybe we hop on UCLA.
Yeah. Anything before 4 o'clock Eastern, anyway?
Yeah, I'm on Georgia laying 16.5.
Okay.
We talked about it yesterday, but I just don't really see Oregon keeping pace. I don't see them scoring a lot, and I think Georgia will kind of go up and down the field. I think it could get ugly fast, and I will be on Georgia pretty big.
All right, I've got a 4 o'clock start. It's a big number, but BYU minus 11.5 at USF. People are very high on BYU. They return a fuck ton. I think 18 starters. Now USF also returns 18 starters, but they fucking stunk last year. So it's a question of, are the 18 starters that they return good? They'll probably be a better team, but I am high on BYU this year. Hopefully the Florida humidity doesn't get to them. We'll talk about that in another game as well. But I got BYU minus 11.5.
3:30 start. I am taking our beloved Roadrunners catching 4.5 at home, please.
Okay.
Meep, meep.
Any others around that time by anybody else?
5:30.
There you go. I got one there.
Me too. Texas State money line.
Okay. I'm on Texas State money line as well. Fucking don't love it because we could have got it at a much better number last week, and I feel like it's starting to creep in a direction where everyone's on Texas State.
On the plus
State.
Side, only 63% of the bets and 84% of the money is on Texas State.
Oh, great. Good. So we're on that one. At 6 o'clock, I'm also – I said it earlier. I said if FAU looks good in week one, I'm going to take them. I said this last week, I think, week zero. If FAU looks good, I'm going to take them against Ohio. I am. I think Ohio lost their starting running back this week as well. I'm on FAU minus the 3.5.
Careful. That's my max squad.
Ohio? I love Ohio. I have a lot of friends that went to fucking Ohio. I love Ohio, but, you know.
I like the way they put the stickers on the helmets.
Those aren't Ohio. Fucking Frank Solich. Those aren't Frank Solich's boys anymore.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. What else you got, Bruce?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
You going to 7 o'clock yet?
I'm about to go to 7. Anyone have anything before 7 o'clock?
No, I'm ready for 7.
7 o'clock. My first one is Liberty Bibberty.
Liberty Bibberty
minus the 3.5 versus Southern Miss. Southern Miss has not been great the last few years. Yeah, Liberty lost Malik Willis. And I hate Chuck Brewer. I really do. But I think they're just a better program at this point, so I'll lay 3.5 on the road.
Oh, yeah, Tony. I've been watching Chuck Brewer play for the last 4 fucking years. Let's go. Give me the same bland-ass shit that you used to do at Baylor. And let's go out there and get a 4-point W.
Okay. Pal?
First one at 7 o'clock. Utah money line.
Yep. That's going in a direction I don't love either. There's just so many people on Utah. But my handicap.
I don't like going against fucking Billy Napier.
Me either, pal.
I hate going against Billy Napier.
I hate how many people are on Utah, but I love them, so taking it.
They're good last year. Why not?
I did it. I'm on the Florida Gators at home.
Contrarian, bro. He's a contrarian.
Classic. Hey, Bruce knew when he put on that visor, he was fucking going Florida, man, today. He was.
Team A, Team B, 3.5 at home.
Just like the old ball coach. Just like the old ball coach. Put that fucking visor on.
Nameless gray faces.
I got another.
Billy Napier will have them running.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, Tone, I got a Utah money line there, minus 140.
Okay, cool. I decided to go and pull the trigger. Was contemplating on it all week. I decided to go Army plus the 1.5 at Coastal. Coastal just lost too much for me. I do worry that Coastal has all year to prepare for the triple option. But I'm going to go Army.
I got Coastal money line.
Yep. Fucking see you on the field, pal.
Yeah, I got Coastal money line. We'll meet there.
See you downrange.
You going downrange too?
I'm sitting that one out.
Okay.
Sober versus the party, boys.
Any other 7 o'clockers for the boys?
Nothing till 7:30.
What do you got?
Going with the big dog.
Yep.
Give me Ohio State. I'm laying it.
Yep, I'm laying it. I like it. -17.5.
I don't see it, man. I don't see how Notre Dame keeps it close.
Okay.
I'm,
I'm doing it too, but I'm less enticed by it. I'm a little confused how everybody, and I mean this like, you know, talking heads out there.
Sure.
Like saying Ohio State's definitely going to blow out Notre Dame, but then also like, oh, Oregon's going to hang with Georgia. Like, I don't know in what universe two things could happen.
I don't know.
Stroud.
I'm more confident in Oregon than I am Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be more surprised I'd be more surprised if Oregon covered the number.
Me too.
Don't you think?
See, I'm opposite.
I'm just going to lay them both because I figure worst
case. I didn't do it. I almost took Oregon. I would not touch Notre Dame. I'm not taking Ohio.
I'd love to bet on Bo Nix.
I almost touched Oregon too, and then I remembered Bo Nix was the quarterback, and I was like, okay, fuck.
Also have to remember, and this happened to me last night, that you think 20.5 is a lot. It's not.
Yeah.
It can go real quick.
I'm envisioning Oregon doing that thing where they clap and then turn and look to the sideline and then just not gaining a single yard all night in Georgia. Yeah.
Good. That'll happen probably 7 to 8 times. I threw a same game parlay for the Ohio State game that I actually really like. Over of 59.5.
Jesus.
It's Ohio State minus 17.5. And then it's Jackson Smith and Jigba to score 2 touchdowns plus 631. Same game parlay, Ohio State. Let's go. We're betting on 19-year-olds.
That'll be Mitt. Anybody got anything before 8 o'clock?
I think
one more.
Okay.
That's another big dog.
Yep.
I'm laying 41.5 with Bama.
All there right. It is.
You have to.
Yeah, I was about to say it. It just makes sense to do it every week. You know, you do it every week, you're not going to.
Yeah.
It's a good backbone to your.
If Utah State portfolio. Can keep this thing within 42 after what I saw last week. Fucking good on them.
They're gonna kill them.
They won't. But hey, I mean, at least the quarterback's dad's going to the fucking game. Let's go. Utah State plus 42.5.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm gonna bet him every game this year. I do it every year.
Okay. Right.
No fair.
I also bet Louisville spread every single game. Louisville -5 at Syracuse is one that I actually do like this year. Louisville's quarterback is very, very good. I actually love Louisville at Syracuse this year.
8 o'clocker. I am on Louisville -3.5. That one feels like it's going to bite me in the ass for some reason. But Louisville -3.5 in the carrier, though.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Tom.
Team, right?
I'm sitting that one out. Okay. I think that's it. Wait, so that's the Cunningham,
Malik Cunningham. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably do it. Money line. I'm trying to envision at what, you know, what point in my life I'll be at when I decide. And it's probably a yes.
I honestly, for whatever reason, hate betting against Syracuse at Syracuse.
Yeah, no, me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's.
Weird. I really do.
We talked about it.
They covered like every single fucking game at home last year, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh yeah,
great.
Take the money line if you're taking Louisville.
Okay, and my last game of the night is Boise and Oregon State under 57.5. Defense,
West Coast nightcap.
Defenses are returning a lot of players. The offenses aren't too bad either. I just like the defenses. And I think 57 is a high number. So we'll look at that one.
I'm going with my Beavers money line at home.
Yeah, I'm going with Boise State plus the 3.
Okay.
See you out there, Gump.
Yep.
Any other games you guys didn't get out there?
That is it, my friend. Oh, just Sunday for the family, LSU money line. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to join you there. Sunday for the family.
Let's roll through them quickly. Tonight I am on Michigan State, Old Dominion, Illinois. Should I say the numbers? Fuck it. It's fine. Rutgers and BC under 47.5. Arkansas -6.5. BYU -11.5. Texas State money line. FAU -3.5. Liberty -3.5. I hate those fucking numbers. I'm going to buy a point if I can. Probably won't be able to. Utah money line, Army +1.5, Louisville -3.5, going to buy a point if I can there, and under 57.5, Boise State and Oregon State.
Tonight, Virginia Tech and Duke money line parlay, Illinois +2.5, Colorado buying a point +14.5, Saturday, Rutgers +7.5, Cincy +6.5, Texas State money line. Utah money line, Roadrunners +4.5, Coastal Carolina money line, Ohio State minus 17.5, Bama minus 41.5, Oregon State money line, Louisville minus 3.5, and LSU money line on Sunday.
Bruce?
Tonight I'm going Illinois plus 3 and then Colorado plus 14.5. Big tomorrow, Rutgers plus 7.5. And then these are kind of out of order somehow, but Florida plus 3, Ohio State laying 16.5, Cincinnati plus the 7.5, Georgia laying 16.5. That's another big one there. And then Boise State plus 3.
Okay. Mitt?
All right. We got a lot here. Tonight we have the over of Western Michigan at Michigan State. We have Old Dominion plus 7, Duke minus 6.5, Illinois plus the 2.5, the over of Illinois at IU, the over of Colorado, TCU. Tomorrow, let me find this one. Tomorrow we got UCLA minus 23.5, Coastal Carolina money line, Liberty money line, Ohio State minus 17.5, Louisville minus 5.5, and Utah State plus 42.5.
Okay.
I feel like I didn't say Alabama laying 41.5 and Cincinnati plus 7, but those two.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's go to baseball for tonight.
Baseball.
Fucking baseball. A lot of games, 15, 16 games. We're not going to go. We're just going to
say picks, our picks.
Fucking picks Friday, okay? Me personally, what
you're putting your Carhartt away?
What are you talking about?
Go on, son.
Oh, this fucking guy comes up to me this morning and goes, I don't think there's any reason we need to go through every baseball game, is there? And then he comes at me for telling me to put my Carhartt on.
He's a producer of the show now,
yeah. He's producer Bruce.
Update the resume.
Interesting.
I did handicap every game. But tonight I'm on the Mariners with Luis Castillo. Full game minus the 140. Rays money line with Springs minus the 120 against the Yanks. Twins full game money line with Sonny Gray. And then I'm going Cardinals minus 1.5 run line against the Cubbies.
All first five, Jays minus a half, A's plus a half,
okay.
Red Sox money line, Mets minus a half, Mariners money line, Marlins plus a half,
fucked on
Twins that. Money line, Astros money line, Giants money line.
Would you pick every game?
I mean, it's Friday.
Yeah. Bruce, you on games tonight?
Yeah, I got a parlay of two that I love. Dallas Keuchel goes for the Texas Rangers. He's absolutely awful. I'm on the Red Sox there at home. I'm parlaying that with the Dodgers, who are taking on Yu Darvish and the Padres at home. A bit of a get right spot for the Dodgers. Get back on track at home tonight.
Okay. Pal, let's go to footy.
You want me to just run through it?
Boondies.
Yeah, let's run through it.
Okay. Saturday in the Serie A, I like Juventus. Draw no bet. And I like Napoli. Draw no bet.
Okay.
In the Bundesliga, Werder Bremen. Draw no bet. Wolfsburg. Draw no bet. An absolute flyer. Union Berlin is plus 200 double chance at home against Bayern.
Okay. Love that.
Union Berlin is fucking flying.
On fire.
Think they can nick a draw at home. Let's hope.
Okay.
Freiburg double chance. They've looked good this year. Bit of a flyer on Leipzig money line, but Timo Werner seems to be playing well for them since he came back from Chelsea.
Okay.
EPL, we're running it back on Leeds double chance, hoping they can figure it out and right the ship a bit. Ligue 1, Marseille money line. And then to La Liga, just a couple favorites. Barcelona money line. Atletico Madrid on the draw, no bet. And then Sunday, Serie A. Sassuolo, draw,
Sassuolo!
No bet.
Sassuolo!
Bologna, draw, no bet. Roma, money line against Udinese.
Okay.
Which Udinese has been playing well, but Mourinho seems to have Roma fucking buzzing at the moment.
Okay.
And then Liga.
Oh, it's about time we were going to have some chocolates and a cigarette for one half hour.
We've been doing the soccer picks for like one half hour, two half hour, and we didn't get some over.
Good numbers in the Liga here.
Sure.
Lil draw no bet, Lens draw no bet, Lorient at double chance, and Monaco draw no bet. EPL, the 5-0 Arsenal Gooners.
Woo! Woo!
Our double chance, woo! -150 against Man United.
Woo! Okay.
Give me the Gooners.
Are you at least
get a draw against Man U.
Feels like it might be bottle time.
I mean, you said they were going to get relegated.
I did do that.
You did say
that. I don't know what we do there, Bruce.
Fuck Arsenal. Come on, you Spurs.
Gladbach, draw no bet at home against Maine.
Gladbach.
And then what else we got? Is that it? La Liga, all we have is Valencia, draw no bet at home against Hetafe.
Okay.
And then MLS, Toronto, draw no bet at home against Montreal.
Okay. College football, footy, baseball, anything else? U.S. Open, or are you taking?
We got NFL next week.
We do have NFL next week.
U.S. Open, I had to take a step back from. Okay. We got a lot going on.
Are you not on? Is Serena tonight?
I have a futures ticket for Serena to win the U.S. Open. I would throw that just to stay in on the fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair play. I think she's -165 or so.
Fair play.
Very playable.
Very, very playable. Okay. Good luck this weekend. We talked about a lot of college football this week. Hopefully you retained some information. Hopefully it was good information. We did our best. Right, Pa?
Always. Right, boys?
We did our best.
Yeah.
I feel like we gave a lot of information out this week.
Picking winners.
Now,
dude,
it's on you to go take that information, process it how you may, whether you tail or you fade, and hopefully you make bets that you're confident in. Because that's what it's all about. Right, Mitt?
Your best bet is your most confident bet, Tony.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
I missed that.
I missed it, too.
I missed that. Thank you, Mitt.
Hopefully the handicapping goes well this week. Be confident in your picks. Stick with your picks. Fucking don't shy off those picks. And hopefully they return you a bunch of money this weekend. Be safe this weekend. Have a happy, good holiday weekend, and we wish you good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.